A reading from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, to me, the very least of all the holy ones, this grace was given, to preach to the Gentiles the inscrutable riches of Christ and to bring to light for all what is the plan of mystery, hidden from the ages past in God who created all things, so that the manifold wisdom of God may be known through the church to the principalities and authorities in the heavens. This was according to the eternal purpose that he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have the boldness of speech and confidence of access through faith in him. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that God may grant you, in accord with the riches of glory, to be strengthened with power through the Spirit in the inner self, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, rooted in love and grounded in love, may have the strength to comprehend with all the holy ones what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, so you may be filled with the fullness of God. The word of the Lord. My parents had great devotion to the Sacred Heart. In fact, there was this three-dimensional heart with thorns and golden rays coming from it. There were statues and lots of pictures. And truthfully, as a child, I found them very off-putting, gory, and somehow did not get it. So when I look today at the Feast of the Sacred Heart, what I really find we celebrate today is a feast of love. We have a place in God's heart where we are wrapped with the bands of love. When you think about it, what are we willing to do for those we love? Sometimes it can be delightful and fun, but sometimes even the perfunctory routine of daily life can be a chore. If you're a parent with a child crying in the middle of the night, do you sleep or tend to the child? Do you get up for work so as to support your family or community? What do you do when a member of your household is or a friend is sick or dying? What do you do when you come across the poor, those who are hungry, those who are in need, those you find, I don't really want to be with them, they're not like me, or they smell? Love is more than warm fuzzies. So if we are rooted and grounded in love, it has its demands. And even more so, the demands of God's love are even greater. And yet, God is more patient with us than we are with ourselves. We flop, we muddle, and God waits. We run, we avoid, and God holds fast to love. We are afraid sometimes to challenge the untruths others present us with about ourselves or about the world. And yet God holds fast to the gift of truth and prophecy. We seek to stand for that truth, and we find the cross. We find it difficult to forgive or to love our enemies, and God does it. When I visit some of our sick and infirm sisters, who, especially some who may be struggling, we sometimes talk about the bed or chair they're in as sitting in God's lap. Many remember how wonderful it is to be held in the lap of a parent or to hold a small child for a while. We are held in love. And no matter where we are, today, may we allow God to hold us and know in ourselves the love of Christ which surpasses all knowledge. May that give us the strength to begin to love and forgive those with whom we especially have difficulty. On this feast of love, let us take even a moment to pray for them, to reach out, to see what God's love can do to us in the process.